Trends, brands, advertising. Marketing man Barry Urquhart on Radio West.
Yeah, it's a very good morning, Barry. How are you, mate?
Ian, I'm exceedingly well. Summer has arrived and I'm so delighted that it has.
I know, a bit cloudy out there today down here. What's it like up there?
Yeah, very much the same. It was trying desperately to rain. I thought if only I could have extended my fire permits, I could be burning off now and have no fear of fire risk. But no, in the Serpentine, Jarrahdale, Shire, Baldavis, if you've been following where the pyromaniacs and arsonists are, they seem to be in this area. So it's a summer that's arrived, and you know, the fear of fires and that sort of thing prevail around this area.
I know, as well as down here too. Well, Christmas coming up, and you know, things are ramping up, aren't they? But it sort of backs off after that, doesn't it?
Well, they have to be, because this is the month that most retailers in particular make all of their profit. But the interesting question that is being raised is Australia, you know, next year, January, going to go into its traditional holiday hiatus? And I can tell you right now, a lot of business owners and managers are starting to recognise they're now responding to the tunes of two masters. They've got the consuming public who want access to products, services, people, and service in particular, 24/7. And now you've got employees saying, my lifestyle has changed. I don't want to have 4 weeks off just in one block in January. We're not going to close Australia down on Christmas Eve and start again on Australia Day. What we've got to do is to start recognising that the people are wanting in their lifestyles and their work pursuits to have probably 1 or 2 weeks holiday at Christmas, a couple during the school year. They want days off to go to the sports events at school. If they're pet sick, they want a day off to take them to the vet. So all of a sudden, businesses are starting to recognising the traditional closing down of January is not on, and that's going to prevail right throughout Bunbury, the southwest, and those sort of areas this coming summer season.
Righty up. Just quickly, mate, what do you think about Barnett's proposal to have a look at penalty rates and stuff like that?
Penalty rates are an interesting situation. If we're going to be truly a tourist destination, we've got to start to recognise that it's an old age thinking. That was in the days of the 1950s. That's when 25% of Australians went to church on a Sunday. Now, now that we've got 2% of Australians going to church regularly, and that can be as infrequently as once a month, we've got to recognise it's a very insightful statement. Penalty rates. The question that I would ask employees and the unions to reflect on is, who are you penalising, and for what crime are you doing so? It's an interesting situation. Ian, you and I, in the communications industry in which we live, and I do seminars and conferences, I would have probably earned 75% less if I said, well, I'm not going to work on a Saturday and a Sunday.
Well, that's right, yeah.
And evenings and breakfast seminars and that type of situation. I think what we've got to do is, this is our worth, this is our network. What do people want? You hear it today. What do I want? When do I want it? Well, most people say, I want it now. And so, the penalty rates and the restrictions of trading hours of 8:30 till 5, that is long since gone. So I would endorse and support the Premier in this sort of situation.
Me too.
If we're going to attract tourists, you're not going to attract tourists to say, but you can come on our terms, and tourists are only welcome between 8:30 and 5, Monday to Friday.
I am joined every couple of weeks by Bunbury Mayor Gary Brennan. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ian.
Now, quarterly budget review. You did that the other night, didn't you?
Yeah.
How'd you go with that?
We're good. We've got money in the bank. We can pay our
bills.
And we're cruising on target. All the projects are on target. Yep. Everything's going really well there.
Tenders, you've ordered a couple of those?
Yes, a couple of big tenders on Tuesday night awarded. One plumbing maintenance tender to a local firm. And
that's good, being a local firm, that's great.
Absolutely. And we also approved about a $700,000 leasing arrangement for the next 4 to 6 years to upgrade all the gear at the Southwest Sports Centre. So all the users out there, including me, will be able to enjoy some fantastic new gear.
Excellent. What sort of new gear?
The bikes.
Yeah. They do wear out, don't they?
They do. There's particularly...
People get down there first thing in the morning and... Yeah, they
That's
do
right.
wear out.
Sweat,
far
tears.
Quicker than you think. Yeah, sweat and tears, pain and drama.
It's all good for you, Ian. It's all good for you.
You know what I'm looking forward to this weekend, and I've mentioned it a few times in the last couple of weeks, is the Artisan Fair. This is the first one, isn't it?
It is. And
is that Sunday, is it?
Sunday, 4 o'clock through to about 8. I'm looking forward to that as well. We'll be there. And, all credit to the groups that are supporting it, over 20 stall holders. A lot of work went into that with our staff and a couple of ladies.
But this is on Victoria, and it's going to be
northern end of Victoria
off.
Street.
Right, northern.
And, we floated the idea.
It's up past the Breck.
Around about there, yeah.
Around about there.
Yeah, directly behind the Breck and down to around Clifton Street area.
Oh, okay.
Clifton Street, Victoria Street. So the whole section of Victoria Street will be closed off. And, my idea was to close off Victoria Street a couple of nights on weekends through Christmas and New Year. It didn't go over well with the businesses. Public loved the idea. So this is going to be a taster. So I can see us doing more of this, and the businesses will say, "Gee, that's not a bad idea, Mr. Mayor. Let's go." I'm hoping that's
the first time you talk about the first time you brought it up. What a stinker of an idea that was!
Yeah, the public loved it. Businesses, not.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, won't we? And this is hopefully going to be an annual affair, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we're going to do it again early in the new year, and we welcome the feedback from the community and the businesses, and just say, look, is it worthwhile doing more of it? And if it is, we will.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, we'll see what it's like. The Artisan Fair, that's Sunday afternoon and evening, early evening.
Yeah, 4 to about 8.
Now, I'm just absolutely amazed on one foot.
Yeah.
But on the other foot, because I don't like talking in one hand and another hand, because everybody talks like that.
Yep.
Australia's losing to Kazakhstan in the latest Global Education Report Card. The Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study, the TIMSS, is conducted every 4 years and shows local students crashing further down the international leaderboard. Now, since 2011, it shows Australia plunging from 18th to 28th on year four. Mathematics.
Yep.
12th to 17th for year 8 maths.
Yeah.
12th to 17th for year 8 science.
Hasn't dropped that far.
But it doesn't surprise me, really. I mean, it's just, it's just not good enough, Jack.
Yeah.
We should. When you go to a shop, it always worries me. But just to look at the negative just for a second.
Yeah.
You go to a shop and, you hand someone, say it's $5.10.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So you give someone, the extra 10 cents. Give them a 20.
Yeah.
And you give them the extra 10 cents.
Yeah.
And they look at you like you've got four heads and you've just landed from another planet. And you go, well, you just give me 15.
Yeah.
Just give me 15. My brain can't cope. I don't know what you mean. But let's concentrate on the positives.
Yes. Like what?
Well, we've invented plenty of great things.
Yeah.
Over here. Not necessarily to do with maths. But, the electric drill, that thick, black, salty vitamin B crap Vegemite.
Yeah, we've also made cask wine, summer winery tours. So
that's a goon bag. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Plastic rainbow money, our currency, and the national uniform of Speedos.
Yeah, well, if you put it that way, I'm surprised we haven't slipped further, actually.